Upreneur FM is part of the Rainmaker Digital Marketing Podcast Network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Upreneur FM, the official podcast of the Upreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 152 of Upreneur FM. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. And actually, I just want to say a very quick thank you to you and anyone else that's listening. Yeah, you and anyone else that's listening in who's done an iTunes review recently. We've had a nice influx of them recently, and I do check them regularly. It's always lovely to hear from the listeners of the show. So if you personally, you listening in right now, if you've done an iTunes review recently, thank you, sincerely. It was great reading them. Okay, so on to today's show, we have my very good friend, Brian Clark, the founder and CEO of Copy Blogger Media, now better known as Rainmaker Digital, on the show to talk all about being a digital entrepreneur and what that really means and how things are changing in that respect and what we can do as brand building business owners to really take everything we do online up to the next level in regards to the products that we're creating, the way we're serving our customers, the way we're marketing our brands and everything. This call, I've really been looking forward to do for the show, and I'm so pumped to get Brian on the show so early on in 2016, so you guys can take everything you learn and run with it. However, before I do that, I just want to remind you very quickly that my London Mastermind event is still on sale. We haven't quite sold out yet, although we are getting very close to it. So if you fancy a day in London, in the UK, masterminding, brainstorming, networking, hanging out, talking business with like-minded individuals, May 7th, okay, May 7th, it's going down in London with other like-minded entrepreneurs. We're all converging onto the city. Don't worry, the Metropolitan Police have been alerted of the situation, but it's going to be a great day. So if you're down for it, May 7th in London, UK, just head over right now, chrisducker.com/London, to grab your spot right now. Okay, so on to my chat with Brian. I know you're going to love this. He is just a wealth of experience and knowledge and thoughts and leadership. And this guy made 8 figures. Yes, you heard that right. 8 figures online last year. Got a lot to share with us. I'm not going to hold it up anymore. Here's Brian Clark, Rainmaker Digital, and what it takes to be a digital entrepreneur in 2016 and beyond. So Brian, welcome to the show.
I am very happy to be here, Chris. Thank you for having me.
I'm more happy, and I'm more than happy to have you anytime.
You're always trying to outdo me with, yeah, you know, you're more happy. Come on.
I know. I'm a happy fella. So, man, I'm pumped to have you. I truly am extremely excited to have you here. Towards the beginning of the year, we're recording this a little early and it's going to go live, but towards the beginning of the year, and really, oh man, you know, there's so much been going on with you and just with the industry as a whole. I thought this is the perfect time. Let's talk seriously about digital commerce. Let's talk about what it takes to build a real digital business in today's landscape. And who better than to bring on than Brian Clark? I mean, this is it. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, good. So anyway, let's go with you first. What have you been up to in the last 6 months? Give us the update, because you've done quite a bit. You've gone through a few changes, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you know, 2015 was another good year for us. We grew about 20%, which I'm very pleased with, because we went into the year with very specific goals about what we needed to ship. And I considered it a transitional year, not a growth year. We had to, you know, very head down on, for example, getting out Rainmaker FM, which you are hopefully a proud member of. I know you're a member of. I hope you're proud. And we had to get the pro features of the Rainmaker platform out, which really by the end of the year just became Rainmaker. It's just one thing, one feature set. And then, as you mentioned, we're really taking a significant focus on digital commerce. And this is really, this really came from the realization, and this may surprise you, I don't know, but all these years of building, I never once really figured out that we are a digital commerce company. I mean, we, other than our live events, we're all digital products and services. And that, you know, that was a very specific goal of mine back in 2006. But as we went forward, people were like, well, you're a content marketing company. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't quite all cover it. And then other people are like, you're a WordPress company. And I'm like, well, yes, but not quite, you know? And that's really it. When you look at across our product lines, it's all digital commerce. And to me, there's so much exciting stuff on the horizon that kind of actually boggles the mind. I mean, I think this year is going to be the year of virtual reality. And then what does that mean for digital commerce when we start interacting within these completely digital environments? It's just fascinating to me. And after 10 years since I started Copyblogger, I'm just as psyched up as I was back then.
Yeah, and I love that. You know, I love it when I speak to people who have been around the block a little bit and, you know, maybe have a few more gray hairs than they truly want, and or no hair at all in my case, and they're still pumped. Like, they're still excited.
Yeah, I think you have to work at it, though. I mean, you have to keep pushing yourself, because if you don't, you're going to get static and you're going to get bored. Mm. And then eventually you start to hate your own business. And how terrible is that?
Yeah. No, I've been there. You know, I'm sure that a lot of people tuning in have potentially been there before. The difference is whether you accept that and continue, oh, it's all about the money. The money's too good. So what if I don't like what I'm doing? And maybe you just carry on sucking it up until it eventually burns you out, or you make changes and you pivot. And you've made a lot of change. The big change for me for you in 2015 was the change of the name, the business name itself, from Copyblogger Media. Tell us a little bit about...
I did leave that part out tonight.
You did. Pretty major part after all these years. I mean, tell us a little bit about what was the catalyst for that? Because let's face it, you didn't really need to do it. But with you, I know there's always a reason. You're very, very strategic in the way that you do things. What was it?
Yeah, I'll disagree with you just a little bit. I really do think we needed to.
Okay.
Because even when we've formed what is now Rainmaker Digital back in 2010. So it was a 5-year anniversary, actually, that we changed the name. But I knew from day one that, well, I'll say I knew, I felt strongly that we would outgrow the name. But my partners were much more in tune at that moment and said, don't be stupid. It's Copyblogger. It's Copyblogger Media. That's how people know us. And of course, that's true. Since that point, with everything that we've released with the platform and the podcast network and everything else, it's not so much that we needed to change the name to match those two properties. It's more that Rainmaker is more of a universal term. It will support us no matter what direction we go in. And the fact that we're a bootstrap company, we don't have investors to tell us what to do, gives us an incredible amount of freedom. So you don't want a name like Copyblogger kind of boxing you in. The other thing really is Copyblogger is well known to people like you and I in this industry. But trust me, go up to, you know, someone at a cocktail party or even people in the investor community or what have you and say the word Copyblogger, and the look on their face is disconcerting. It's like, what is that? Right?
Yeah.
It was a very relevant name in 2006. It differentiated and complemented the commercial blogging scene at the time. So it was a good brand. And now I don't think people really think about what it means. It's kind of hopefully become synonymous with content marketing and value and all that good stuff. But as a go-forward thing, I really felt we needed a more inclusive brand.
Yeah. And so you changed the name to?
Rainmaker Digital.
All right. So there you go, everybody. At the beginning of this episode, actually, and I want to give you just a little pitch real quick, Brian, or at least your product a real little pitch here. At the beginning of every episode, as you guys know, Youpreneur FM is part of the Rainmaker podcasting network. And so you always hear me say, this is Rainmaker, blah, 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 blah. So I want you to literally, if you have not done this already, please go over to chrisducker.com/Rainmaker. That is an affiliate link. Yes, I'll get a little bit of beer money. if you click and you buy something. But I want you to check it out. There's a free trial. And I moved over an entire year ago from your more traditional WordPress type setup as an online publisher of written content, audio content, video content, the whole kit and caboodle. I moved everything over to Rainmaker a year ago, actually. I'm celebrating my 1 year anniversary. You didn't know that, Brian, did you?
I am very happy that you are. I'll tell you that much.
That's good. Well, I'm more than happy with Rainmaker. It is a great platform. And if you really want an all-in-one solution to keep your digital publishing kind of really under one roof and not have to worry about all different plugins and security risks and servers and all that sort of stuff, everything's covered. So I want you one more time, chrisducker.com/Rainmaker. Go and check it out. Plug done. You can send me the check later, Brian.
I appreciate that very much. And I will just say, you know, things are getting more and more powerful with the platform. Emails now included. The marketing automation is really getting bold. You know, our goals are really ambitious with it. You know, whenever we hear someone say, wow, Medium's interface is beautiful. Yeah. Well, we want people to say that times two. For where we're going with it. And, well, at least we can say right now that the interface is better than WordPress, which may not be as saying as much, but it is pretty.
It is. It's very pretty and very intuitive as well. And, I mean, it sits fundamentally on top of WordPress, for want of a better term. So those making the switch. Now, I was concerned when I moved over to Rainmaker. I was worried, oh, my God, there's going to be a learning curve. It's actually really, really easy to switch over. Like, it was a walk in the park for me to learn where everything was, how to use everything. It was great. And what I love about Rainmaker Pro is that you're releasing these new tools and resources all the time. And I love that. I love that about a company that doesn't rest on the laurels. So anyway, there you go. That's a very, very good plug, Brian.
Yeah,
really
we
good.
We better cut this out and something else.
All right, let's talk about digital commerce. $15 billion with a B dollars on an annual basis. That's an industry right there.
Oh, that's only online education. I mean, there's $5 billion more for ebooks.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't even know what the numbers are for software as a service.
Oh my God!
You know,
course.
And then of course downloadable plugins, themes. You know, it's amazing. But this is now the norm. You know, we've talked about this a bit, but you know, back in the early days of the internet, there was digital commerce, but it was always, you know, looked at with one eye kind of squinted going, are you a scammer? Is this legit? I mean, what is this buying things online now?
Right.
Now people are upset if they can't buy it and have it delivered online.
Yeah, exactly. And I was over the weekend, I was perusing Snapchat as a father does whilst he has 2 minutes to himself. And I was sort of just going through the people that I follow on there. And Pat Flynn had ordered something on Amazon Prime Now for the first time ever. And it took an hour and a half to reach his home after he hit the pay button. And he was like, really? This has just blown my mind. Like,
that's
an hour and a half.
Real-time Prime?
Yeah.
Because I buy enough from Amazon. It's just ridiculous.
No, I think it's called Amazon Prime Now. Yeah. I think it's called. And you can actually watch the driver, like Uber, to see exactly where they are. It's insane, apparently. Now, we don't have that. We don't even have Amazon in the Philippines. I mean, you can forget about it over here. So whenever I order anything on Amazon, I order it and I send it to Pat's house. He's my PO box. And he kind of stores it all for me in his office. Whenever I turn up, I've got like a
box
of stuff,
so,
you know.
Amazon is so integrated into my life that, you know, I mean, I hate going to the store. So if I can do without it for a day or two, it's coming by Amazon.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know, they're talking about that the next step will be drone delivery.
Yes. Which is, honestly, now we're delving into the realms of, you know, Star Wars, aren't we? Like, this is serious futuristic. Like, I have this vision of, you know, the aviation authority saying, okay, between 3,000 feet and below within these areas, you can have drones flying. I have these visions of like thousands of these things flying around and avoiding each other.
It can be like Blade Runner, except with little toy models.
Yeah. Crazy.
But the greatest thing about digital commerce, of course, compared to e-commerce is no matter how fast that drone gets, you will always be able to deliver, you know, to sell, to fulfill, and to even provide service to your customers completely online, you know, so and delivery instantly. Is instantaneous. Cost of sale, you know, at least from compared to shipping and having people or robots, as Amazon is getting into, even inside the warehouse. You know, you just don't have to deal with that. And I, that was what I was drawn to, you know, back in 2005, where I swore I wouldn't take clients anymore. In one way or another, I would figure out how to sell, you know, products online. That was the beginning of it. It was just that decision. I had no idea what I was going to do.
So where do you see things going now then? I mean, let's look at bigger picture. I mean, the people that listen to this show are, you know, they're youpreneurs. They are people that build a business, a lot of them purely digital, you know, around their personal brands, their expertise, what they're known for, the people that they want to serve. And this is the reason why I love working with these people so much. How can people like the normal youpreneur out there really utilize digital commerce to help build their business nowadays, do you think?
I think the youpreneur concept is, and you know, from the moment you told me about it, I was like, yes, because so many people get hung up with everything's been done. Everything's out there. How I've got to beat my head against the wall coming up with this insanely original idea for a product or service. When in reality, what you most probably need to do is take something that's already selling and make it better according to your personal specifications or the desires of your tribe, right? That plus you is all the difference in the world. And that's how we do business. You know, I do agree, we've always done it. I think the tribal aspect of, no, this is my person as opposed to that person, even though to a certain degree, they're kind of selling a similar thing, right? Now we can come down to different features and this and that, and it's always great if you truly can improve upon something. Different is better than better in many cases, and that difference is you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And I've been, man, I've been touting this for, what, when was the last? The first time I did my Business of You keynote was in 2000 and I'm going to say 2012, but it might be 2013, very early on in 2013. And, you know, my opening spiel is that, you know, when you build the Business of You, there is no competition out there. It's 100% original. Right. And I think a lot of people think I'm talking BS when I say that, but I'm not. I am a massive, massive advocate of the personal brand. There's no way in the world I would be where I am as a business owner and a leader myself if I did not focus in on my personal brand and the growth of that brand and everything that goes around that. So I'm a big believer of it.
I agree with you, but I also have historically not liked the term personal brand or personal branding only because, and you don't have this problem because you give first to build your brand. You take care of other people, you give them something of value, and that build your brand works itself out around that value.
Sure.
On the other hand, we see people following the Kardashian model of giving nothing and expecting the world to beat a, you know, to the a path to their door. And it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. So, I mean, what do you feel then is going to be like the easiest way? And I don't want to use it. Well, let me take that back. What do you think is going to be the most sensible way for youpreneurs to be building their businesses online going forward into 2016 and beyond? I mean, do we still contemplate the good old fashioned ebook, you know, series and maybe a complimentary audio series, or do we take things a little further and start thinking about membership communities such as Youpreneur, or you know, maybe there's a few live events thrown in for good measure? I mean, what do you think is going to be the best way for people to really start monetizing what they've already got?
Well, I know the way that I progressed was you know, step by step by step. If you,
right.
you know, I would say if you ask me, you know, in 2005, 2006, that I'd be running predominantly a software company, I would have laughed at you, right? Because it's a true fact that I used to look at the guys over at 37 Signals who evolved from a design shop into a software company. And I was just so, I found that so admirable, but I said, there's no way that I, it's too bad I can't do something like that. But that's exactly what I did. And you know how, is by starting with something I could do and building, you know, step by step by step. I mean, the first product I built after starting Copyblogger was online education, because I'm a writer. I can do that, you know?
Sure.
That's within my, words are within my realm. Code is not. But the very next product was a design framework for WordPress. That was a software project. And I did that by partnering, you know? So most important thing in my career, I started three businesses before Copyblogger, but since starting Copyblogger, it has been the audience that has brought me everything, because I don't have to know how to, if the fact that someone who understands that I have the market reach that I do wants to partner with me in that capacity. So that's one way to do it. It doesn't have to be the way you do it. I mean, I could have taken the money from that first education product and just hired developers, but I knew that I, you know, I think it, I don't know. Have you managed a software project like that? Because it's getting more and more doable. But to me at that time, it seemed like I know I'm going to lose money if I try that way.
Yeah, no, I mean, software is an area of business that I've not been directly involved in as a member stake or a founder stake or a marketing or management or anything like that. It's an area of you know, it's an area of online business I'd love to get involved with the right project. And, you know, with the whole kind
of... eventually, I think you will. But it's the
same principle.
I think so, too. You're starting with Upreneur, you know, after... I think you jumped ahead, maybe, because of your skill. I mean, you do run companies with over 400 people. That is,
right.
you know, some serious on-the-job training. But if I were just a solo entrepreneur, I would look at what's doable. If you're a writer, then why not sell an ebook and get rolling with some revenue and build from there, then go into online courses. It's a great, you know, gateway product when you think about it to upselling the next thing. If you're not a writer, it's still doable to manage that sort of project with freelancers or otherwise. Mm-hmm. Again, an area you're incredibly well versed in is working with virtual talent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think this is the reason why a lot of people assume that I should be running some kind of software company because of that exact connection. And there has been talk of, you know, sort of process type software and that sort of type of thing. I don't know where those rumors began. They did not come from me. That was not Chinese whispers. But I had, for some reason, I had a load of people reaching out to me in the middle of last year asking me when my process software was coming out, and I was like, what the
it
bloody hell?
It is natural because it's tied to your expertise, but
true,
you gotta get it built.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, there's a few out there which do the job quite well, but you're right. I mean, you know, the whole Upreneur format is there's no competitors, yada, yada, yada. I want to ask you a question, actually. With everything else that you do, I mean, I look, you know, I look through the list of businesses that you've got. I mean, obviously, you know, Copyblogger is still there. You've got Synthesis, you've got Studio Press, you've got obviously Digital Commerce Institute, which is now, and I want to talk about that in a minute, sort of coming into its own and really starting to move. Rainmaker, you know, FM. I mean, are you still, is Brian Clark ultimately still an online educator at the very core of it? Or has he evolved a little bit?
I would say that is a great question. It's very, I think you know the answer because I know you're an astute observer, but it is weird for me because more and more and more, I am delegating content and education. I'm teaching a course now in the digital commerce thing, and it's the first time in a while. And in one hand, it's refreshing to get back to. On the other hand, it's an incredible distraction from my new job, which is I become more and more like a traditional CEO, while historically, I think I've been a very different kind of hybrid, you know, the guy who still writes all the copy on all the sites, even though he's the CEO and he's involved in, you know, the big picture strategy and all that. So it's been this process of letting go of what of things I'm really good at, frankly.
Sure.
And yet trying to grow, I think, as both a person and a business person by getting knocked out of my comfort zone. Right. And sometimes it's not fun. But at the end of the day, I know I'm better than I was, even while letting go of stuff that I'm really good at.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, you know. I was the same as well, and I still sometimes find myself kind of sucking myself back into the day-to-day stuff that I really shouldn't be doing because I've actually employed people to do it for me. But because I enjoy doing it a lot of the time, you know, it's tough. Some, you know, you slip back into old habits, and but I'm a, as you know, I'm a very big advocate of, you know, delegating and building teams and all the rest of it. So, you know, when I find my, when I catch myself, I think is the term to use, in that sort of situation, I literally do stop myself in my tracks and say, Chris, come on, yeah, don't be a plonker.
You know, it's interesting because the reason that happens, and it happens to me as well, but delegation does not mean turning a blind eye.
Right.
I mean, you got to get in there. And you got to understand what's going on. You got to get your hands dirty a little bit. And then you got to let go, right?
Right.
Before, I'd get in there and I'd go, just get out of the way and let me do it.
Right.
That's where you go wrong.
Yes, 100%. I 100% agree. Now, your podcast, and I say it's your podcast because obviously there's a whole bunch of them inside of the Rainmaker network. But your particular podcast, New Rainmaker, is probably one of only literally a handful of shows, and maybe not even that, maybe less than a handful nowadays, where I literally do never miss an episode. I truly enjoy it. It's brilliantly put together. I like the fact that it's become a little shorter than it was when it first launched. It's more concise and consumable. The music is funky and you bring great guests on and all the rest of it. Where do you see, I mean, obviously you really double down on podcasting with the network itself. Where do you see podcasting playing a role in the growth of the youpreneur type mindset, do you think?
I think for a lot of people, it is, there's nothing easy about podcasting. You know that. You've been doing it for a long time. But I think for many people, it is the ability to attain mastery at it if you put in the work compared to something like writing, where I think you can also attain mastery if you put in the work. I just get the feeling that there are people who want to write and then there's the vast majority of the rest of the world. And that's not a knock against them at all. It's just not a thing
right,
that they're attracted to, and that's okay. But, you know, I would say I have a fairly natural desire to write, which led to me starting Copyblogger. And yet in 2005, the birth year of podcasting, I considered going that route instead. Now, how much of a mistake really would that have been when you think about it? You know, and ultimately I came to my senses and I played to my strengths, but the whole medium is attractive to me and the personal connection is amazing. I mean, there are people right now listening to this and we're inside their heads.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool, and I appreciate being invited in. Thank you. Do not kick me out.
Yeah.
But it's a very intimate medium. It's a very portable medium where you're not having to stare at a screen. You know, there could be people sitting at their desk, but there could also be people at the gym. They could be on a walk. They could be on the bus. They could be on the train, whatever the case may be.
Mm.
So that, to me, means that, you know, I don't care how much competition gets out there. If you can find your audience and then connect with them in this medium, maybe as an also instead of a just.
Sure. You know, no, exactly.
But it's so important to actually, I think, connecting at a deeper level.
Yeah. No, I agree. For me, number one, it's the easiest form of content for me to create because I am more of a talker than a typer.
Yeah, and you're a natural, you know, so that helps. And that's why I stay away from saying easy because you do have to work at it to really to get good. I think, you know, you're a natural, you're a born kind of salesman or people person, and yet you've been podcasting for years now. You've got to say you're better even incrementally than you were when you did.
Oh yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, I've always had fun podcasting. I've never really, if I'm to be very honest, I've never really taken it like uber serious.
It's not work though.
No.
It is fun for me. I feel the same way. So
yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's talk, as we wrap up here, let's talk Digital Commerce Institute. Two avenues combining to create one digital commerce orgy of greatness. Where do I get this crap from?
I don't know.
Brian, he's literally sitting there in Boulder in Colorado right now thinking, what am I doing on this call? But seriously, I mean, like, you're combining everything. Tell us a little bit about just the general project. I want to know how you got the domain name, what you pay for it, or a ballpark figure, and tell us about the academy, as well as a live event. Let's finish on a high note. Let's tell everybody what they can expect this year from it.
Yeah. So, going back to that realization that we are a digital commerce company, that encompasses all of those subcategories that we dabble in. And then me personally looking around at where we're headed, where is the internet headed? It's, you know, again, it's moving to almost a more immersive digital environment than we currently actually live in, if you can imagine that. And that will change the way business functions. So, you know, I told you before we got on the show that Digital Commerce Institute is definitely a long play.
Yeah.
I'm looking towards the future, and it's starting out with very nuts and bolts stuff that entrepreneurs are interested in. How do I create a digital business like yours? Or just, you know, how do I get started with, you know, whether it be an ebook or a course or whatever the case may be, and then take it to the next level? So that was thing behind it. It was really the perfect intersection between what's happening in the world, where is entrepreneurism really headed, and what am I interested in? And I want everyone to stop and reflect on that for a minute, because nowhere did I say anything about making a ton of money.
Mm.
Now, when you find all three of those intersections and you do well and you execute well, you tend to make a lot of money, but that's not the reason to do it. So That's my little spiel there for getting people to be passionate about what they do and be able to stick with it, because the money, you know, it's not going to be the motivator you think it is, even if you're making a lot of it. It's just that way, okay?
Yep.
You don't want to make money doing something you hate.
No.
So that was really a bit of future forecasting combined with my own interest, and I was like, this is the thing. Now you look Breaker platform, yes, it's a content marketing platform, but it's almost even more so a digital commerce platform, you know, with the membership features and the marketing automation and the digital product delivery mechanism. It's you can use all that stuff for lead gen to sell anything, of course, but you know, this type of platform is what our original students of our online education course teaching sales have been begging us for 9 years. So in that also, you know, plays into it quite a bit, which is how do you get more people on the platform without beating them over the head? Well, you teach them how to make money with, you know, as a digital entrepreneur. So it's very integrated between passion and practicality and forecasting trends and all that good stuff. So, and then of course we put on a couple of great live events over the last couple of years. And we decided for this year, we wanted to put on an event that wasn't just another content marketing event. We wanted it to be something unique, something new, and in an industry that, quite frankly, we're trying to be a major player in.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, one thing that I noticed that you did that I thought was just bloody genius was you combine kind of the academy side of things, which, as you very clearly state, is the long play, just as the Upreneur community is for myself as well. And this is why you and I mesh so well. We're very like-minded in regards to this sort of stuff, and I love it. But you did do something that I haven't done, which I think was just sheer genius, where you announced both of these elements of that overall institute, that Digital Commerce Institute, at the same time and said, hey, become a member of the Academy and go to the live event, and this is the great deal. And such a great idea. A little bit different, and maybe we'll do something similar further down the line with Youpreneur, but because I do Tropical Think Tank, to which obviously, by the time this goes live, we're actually going to be like only 3 weeks away from Tropical Think Tank actually taking place, and you will be in the Philippines for that event.
Yes, and I will be so white from the winter in Colorado that I will be begging to come to the Philippines and hopefully get a tan. So this is how I work out my life here, Chris.
this is the weirdest thing, because I live here, and when I go out of the Philippines and I visit people around, you know, when I'm traveling and whatnot, they will say to me, "You live in the Philippines, right?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, why are you so bloody pale and pasty? Like, you know, why?"
Why I'm British.
I know. Yeah. I'm English. I'm from London. We just prefer it this way. Not because, you know, I work for a living. I'm not sitting out by the bloody pool 8 hours a day. And, you know, it's not just that. The sun here is close to that kind of Aussie sun where it's really powerful. The UVs are crazy. Really, so you've got to be careful with the whole UV, you know, skin cancer thing and all the rest of it. So, yeah. All right. We digress a little bit. So you put this together. How was that received? I'm really curious to know, how was that received in terms of a bundle?
So this is our second, you know, educational community, if you will. We already have our authority content marketing community, which launched in 2013. Mm. And that was a spectacular success. And, you know, I put that together and branded it and launched it, all that good stuff. And then I let Sonia and now Pamela Wilson they're running that community. So to a certain degree, I was kind of itching to do another one that was more, like I said, it was more about my future forward passion. And this launch actually beat Authority, which was surprising to me because, you know, I mean, we're kind of known for content marketing, so you would expect that to go well. Mm. But again, we told the story of, you know, yes, content marketing, but what are we marketing? Well, we're marketing digital products, services, and, you know, we sold $12 million worth of that stuff last year, so maybe we're worth listening to. And that really resonated with people, and it was spectacular. And then we also, that was just Academy. And then the bundle deal that you talked about with, you know, giving the early adopters for the live event a really great deal. As you know, well, I mean, especially the first year you did Think Tank, I guess. I don't care who you are. You're nervous when you launch the new event. You're like, what if nobody comes? We're going to be screwed.
Absolutely.
But it was really well received. And I think anyone who puts on live events knows that your foundational base of audience for a live event is critical to being able to forecast, to make smart decisions about speakers, entertainment, everything.
It's a tough one. I mean, putting live events together is way more work than the large majority, like the very large majority of the people think it is.
No, I mean, the last 2 years, people even internally in the company said, you are working way too much on this. And my only response was, yeah, but I want it to be great. And right. I kind of like it, you know, so.
Right. And to go back to a point that you've made several times on this call, don't do stuff you don't like doing, you know, work on the stuff you do like doing.
If I like putting on events and creating agenda and meshing speaker topics together and all that stuff, you couldn't pay me to do it because it's horrible, you know, if you don't enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. So as we wrap up, how much was the domain name?
It's an interesting story because...
Because I know you didn't have it, right?
We had all these variations. You know, once I decided on Digital Commerce Institute... By the way, I got to give a shout out to Joe Paluzzi because I took a page out of his playbook from Content Marketing Institute.
Oh, yeah.
and just accelerated the whole thing. Like live event, training program, day one, you know, Joe did free content for 3 years. But, you know, we have this other property called CopyBlogger that gives us a little unfair advantage. Anyway, I had all these variations, and then I decided to name it the Institute. And I had the whole thing spelled out just like Joe does. And I just hate long domain names, even though I know it would be fine.
Right. And I'm assuming you snapped it up as well, right?
Oh, I got all those still.
Yeah.
But so then I find out that someone's squatting on digital commerce, they're not using it.com. And so I go in there and I just bid $4,000 expecting them to counter. And they said yes. And it was done.
Nice.
I know.
Dude, I honestly thought you would have paid more than that.
I was prepared.
What was the ceiling? Where was the ceiling?
I didn't want to pay more than 10, but I probably would have, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. So okay.
So then instead of being happy, Chris, of course, I'm kicking myself going, I should have bid lower.
the ever apparent entrepreneur inside of you decided that you made a major mistake right out of the gate.
I screwed up by winning.
Oh, dear. But you know what? If you'd have gone at 2, they might have come back at 10, and then you would have had to pay
exactly.
7
you
or 8.
Know.
So,
yeah. You never know. I'm happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, you are now, anyway. Well, look, man, I've loved having you on the show. I always love our conversations. I feel like every time we talk, actually, we should be recording them because they're always so enjoyable, but they're also so rich in terms of value bombs as well. I just wish you all the best with everything, with the new projects that you're working on with. And it's a true honor to be part of the Rainmaker family in regards to the platform and the podcast network. And it's just it's going to be great. You know, we're going to be hanging out right here in my home island right here very, very soon. And I can't wait to clink a cocktail or two with you when you get over here.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me. And I will see you in the sunshine shortly.
Yes, you will. All right. Guys, thank you for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to be inserted into your eardrums, even if it is only just once a week for 30 to 40 minutes. But I do appreciate it nonetheless. We'll be back at you again next week. Show notes for this show with all of the websites and the links and everything that myself and Brian have brought up will be over at chrisducker.com/episode152. Until next week, take good care, be kind to each other, and I'll be back at you again soon. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.